I say Borson.
Edam.
And mature English cheddar.
Leicester.
Gorgonzola.
And it's very smelly.
American cheese.
Little chilata.
La roulée.
Cheddar?
Do you know what? American cheese. When you get in the burgers?
Yeah. That kind of cheese.
That's good.
That's nice cheese.
Processed cheese.
Yeah, man.
Dolciolati because it has the flavour of fruit.
And it's very smelly.
Cheddar cheese?
Is the right answer.
Oh, thanks.
Stilton. Do you reckon Pharrell likes Stilton?
No, for real.
Cheddar.
It's pretty common. Okay. Cheddar cheese.
Don't like cheese. It's like chewy common. Milk in it. And it's very smelly.
Wasson is mine, definitely.
I don't want to answer that question. I don't eat cheese.
Do you not eat cheese? I don't eat cheese either.
Of course I eat cheese. Are you crazy?
Can I pose a question to you?
Yeah, certainly.
What's your favourite sausage?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
6 hours ago, I was standing in an after-show party for the Brits, talking to Lord Brockett. I had one of the most surreal nights of my life. My girlfriend was there, and she actually said it's the most showbiz thing, by far, that we've ever done. It was very surreal.
Was that only 6 hours ago?
Yeah. In no particular order, these are some of the people that we saw last night. Jamie Cullum, Lamar, Busted, The Darkness, Beyonce, Gwen Stefani, Duran Duran, 50 Cent, Cat Deeley, Lord Brockett, Kerry and Brian McFadden, Peter Andre. I know. And also Ben from A1 apparently was in the room where we were yesterday.
Was he?
Apparently so. It was a hell of a night, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you weren't in the Brits last night, sorry about that, you should work at Radio 1. Let's have a ticket.
It's quite a night, wasn't it?
Today's show is dedicated to Alan, who is officially a lightweight. That's lightweight. Today's show is brought to you by Light and Weight, a.k.a. Alan, the lightweight. Thank you.
Tell me.
6:57.
Is life just a playground?
Lightweight.
Think you're the real deal, honey. And someone will always look out for you.
Very surreal night, wasn't it, last night?
It was rather surreal, wasn't it?
We're all a bit tired, but we feel good. Normally, without mentioning names, former Radio and Breakfast Show host, A, wouldn't be on now. B, wouldn't be on at all today. Or C, would be on but later. And D, would be talking. We're very, very lucky to not. My voice is just about hanging on in there.
I'm feeling more awake by the minute.
Good boy.
I think.
6 hours ago, I was talking to Lord Brockett.
Oh, I say, look at her breast. Wow, we're up.
It's the clock.
He's an amazing man.
Is he?
Yeah, he's exactly how you would imagine him. Chatting away, and everything's fine, until a woman walks by, and he just stops and goes,
I say, look at that.
Lord Brockett looks like a whale.
Oh, whale, whoa.
It's like another world. Anyway, let's get some news from Dom and Jules. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
The darkness are the top Brit winners.
And in
Newsbeat, it's now 7:04.
Are you cold, Juliet?
No, okay. I'm quite warm.
Oh, fair enough.
Why, does it show?
Yeah, just a little bit. So, poking my eyes out, love. I don't know what it is. Normally, I'm not like that. It's just this studio.
I've got my jacket on. That's how cold I am.
Juliet, you look beautiful. I'm looking at you in a different light this morning. I really am.
Are you still drunk?
Do you know, loads of people have said that in the text messages, and I'm not at all. But I thought I did really well last night. We got on stage, by the way, as you may have noticed. Well, I did. And I thought I did really, really well until loads of people... I'd see the emails this morning. You look funny on the Brits last night, drunk. I wasn't drunk. And I had about... I'll tell you exactly what happened. Got there about 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Dave and I had nothing to do, so we went backstage and we had about 2 bottles of Grolsch each.
Exactly 2 each, actually.
Then I started working, and between the beginning of the Brits and 10 o'clock, and the Brits, you've got to bear in mind, started about 5:30, I had 2 more bottles of Grolsch. At the after-show party of the Brits, I had another bottle of Grolsch, and then we went to another party, and I had 1 bottle of Italian pizza restaurant beer.
That's not bad. That's only 6 beers.
That's right.
That's really good.
So the reason I'm slurry, and everyone will go, yeah, whatever, but the reason I'm a bit slurry is just because I'm tired. I didn't get to bed till 1:30, and the alarm went off at 4:30. And I hate that band. So I'm a bit tired.
They were known as the Welsh U2 at one stage, Mitchell. Yeah. The Alarm. Mike someone was the lead singer. I forget his surname.
Not important right
Peters,
now.
I believe.
Oh, was it Mike Peters?
I think so.
Could have been.
Speaking of great rock stars,
yeah.
Oh, they were all over the place last night, Dominic. You must be really jealous because of our great showbiz day we had yesterday.
I'm very jealous.
It was rock o'clock, honestly.
Don't you wish you could have a showbiz day?
Yes. But well, perhaps I can.
Really?
Yes.
Later today.
Later today.
What's that?
I can't tell you yet.
I can't tell you yet. I can tell you later on in the show. Keep listening.
Have you got another massive Dom big interview?
It's another Hollywood A-lister.
Is it when Dom meets...
these people. Two, actually. Two Hollywood A-listers.
Chevy Chase and Ted Danson.
I know, in the same room.
Wow!
Even
Dave!
Bigger than that.
We have highlights from last night's Brits coming up. I do sound drunk, don't I? But I am not. I'm not drunk, am I? Highlights from last night's Brits. Our interviews with all the stars backstage. A live performance from Beyonce. Lots of tracks from the winners from last night. And news about Dominic's big interview later today.
Yes, thank you.
All coming up.
Chris Moyles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United. When they run out on the pitch, young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of anything except for relegation.
707.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
So I'm tired, but I'm sober. And you can stuff your text messages from all you smart asses. If it was Coxie, it wouldn't be bloody here. 3 hours sleep, I'm telling you. Right, Stereophonics next. This is Pinker Radio 1.
I've been a girl with a skirt pulled high.
Apparently there are two major questions or two issues currently running on the text messages, which I will discuss in a moment. 7:15 in the morning. See, already I think I sound a lot better than I did on the first link.
More concise, I think.
I'm feeling all right. The most annoying thing is, and everyone knows, I can't stop yawning.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Doesn't it, as soon as I say that, Rachel starts yawning. I can't help it. I'm standing, Wes must have been looking at me through the glass going, cheeky, stop yawning at my show.
Oh, how are we talking?
I've started now.
Yawning is infectious.
Why is that?
Alan, look at me. Right.
No, I just yawned.
Have you?
No.
Why is that? It can't be medically infectious, can it?
I like yawning with my mouth closed. It's really hard. It's a nice sensation.
Do you know that? It feels like you're getting away with it and no one can see, but you look so stupid. Not you personally, but
thank
people
you.
When you yawn with your mouth closed.
Everyone else looks stupid, but not you.
Well, no, you do too, but not just you.
Rachel, what is the what are the two strands of the text messages this morning?
One, people liked what you wore last night.
Thank you. Would you like me to run through the outfit that I was wearing?
You could do, yes.
Or does no one
for
else?
For people who didn't see it.
Or do you not care? I was on the telly last night, on the Brits.
Saw you.
Our plan worked. Apparently meant to give out the award was Jamie Theakston. Allard locked him in a cupboard, tied his hand behind his back and gagged him. He didn't seem to put up much of a fight, though, did he?
Mm.
Dave chased the auto queue, and it worked a treat. I thought I did very well.
I was very pleased with our plan, actually, all coming together at the last minute.
They chopped a bit out, though, because obviously it was on before, it's edited. And they chopped out me calling Dr. Fox a fat, ugly pig.
I don't think those were your exact words, actually. I think you described looking at his fat face. I think it was
fat
more,
with his fat face.
I think it was more toned down than actually you've just illustrated.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So credit to
I
you.
I won't big it up more than it was then.
Why did they cut that out?
I don't know. Maybe for timing purposes.
Or the fact that it wasn't very nice.
Maybe the person who edits it is Dr. Fox's next door neighbour. I don't know.
Hmm.
I saw Foxy last night. He's not Dr. Fox anymore now. He's stripped of his doctor title.
He was never a real doctor anyway.
No, he wasn't. He's not medically trained or anything. He's got no certificates.
Mm.
But he was all right last night, wasn't he? He didn't look as good as me, though. He looked fat in a suit. Whereas I...
didn't?
Was different.
Mm.
But my shirt went down well. I was pleased with the choice of shirt.
Everyone did comment on your shirt, actually.
Yeah.
And people described it as floral.
No, it wasn't, though.
Well, it was kind of floral, wasn't it?
Funny that. It had flowers on it.
I was very proud of that because I spent a couple of quid on that shirt. Because I got the suit for free, right? The suit, by the way...
That was the World Cup suit.
The suit is a Burton suit that was made especially for the England team. And they said, would you like one? I went, yeah. And it's got the England suit.
Wow. It's got the crest inside it.
Wow.
It's very boring, isn't
it? How are the shoes?
Shoes I'm wearing now.
The same ones as now? I didn't see them. I forgot to look.
How are the shoes?
There are the shoes. Do you like that?
I can't see the front of them.
There.
Very shiny.
You've got the price underneath.
I haven't got the price.
I think it is. There's a tag underneath.
It's not the price.
Shoe Express.
It looks like a fiver.
I think you'll find the tag underneath says must return by Thursday. I'm not going to play a record because we'll be late for Buzz Off.
Okay.
Trust me.
Less music, more waffle.
People want to hear more Moyles, less music. That's the...
Can we put that to the text?
No, but...
You can if you want.
Do you want me to do it?
All right,
no.
All right, on the text, 8999, talk or record, right? Text either the word talk or record. And we're going to play Buzz Off in about 2 minutes anyway. So talk or record to 8999, okay? You watch them coming in now. There'll be loads.
Thick and indeed fast.
Thank you. I was with Lord Brockett just over 6 hours ago.
No, I saw you, actually, and I thought, that can't surely be Lord Brockett.
You know,
it was.
Do you know who introduced me to him? Our boss, Ben Cooper, goes, Mr. Moyles, I'd like to introduce you to Lord Brockett and Chris Moyles. And I said to Ben, I went, how do you know Lord Brockett? He goes, I don't know, I just met him.
And what did you have in common with the Lord?
We were there.
Was that it?
Yes.
But you were chatting for quite a while. I kept looking over and you were still, you know, at it.
He's...
Well, I mean, not in that way.
He's exactly the same, by the way. Honestly, you're talking to him and a woman will go by and he'll just go... And anyway, when we're in the jungle, it was... Oh, ding-dong, look at her. Oh, hello. But to the point where he even checked out my backside last night. I'm talking to somebody and I feel the back of my suit get lifted up and I just say, quite firm. Get your hands off me, Brockett, Lord Fraud. Get off. Anyway, it's 20 past seven. Rachel, what's the verdict on the text messages? Be honest.
For some reason, they want to hear you.
Yeah, baby. Come on. This won no awards last night, the Brits.
Shocking.
I know.
I was going to say, she was robbed.
Right, without any further ado, let's do today's Buzz Off. Get ready to text in 81199 with Buzz Off when you've had enough of the following CD. I brought it in from home this morning. I was looking... I had to go through my CDs at 1:15 this morning. So, luckily, and I think I've made a good choice. Nothing to do with the Brits at all, but a good record. All right?
I look forward to it.
So when you've had enough of it, text Buzz Off to 81199. Are you ready? Let's go.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music.
Alad,
good choice.
Thank you. It's either the original off the album or the single remix.
Single remix.
And I like the single remix. I think it's a completely different song. I like both, though. Right, for those of you who want to enjoy it, it's Gorillaz.
The world is spinning super fast. I'm fine that I can choose to keep myself tethered to the days I try to lose. My mama said, slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music of gorillas in a happy mood. Keep my groove on. Yeah, 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 there's a monkey in the jungle watching a fake trail. Caught up in the conflict between his brain and his tail. And if time's elimination, then we got nothing to lose. Please repeat the message, it's the music that we choose. Keep my groove on. Yeah, 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 yeah,
Get the cool. Get the cool shoeshine. Get the cool. Get the cool shoeshine. Get the cool. Get the cool shoeshine. Get the cool. Get the cool shoeshine.
Dead to the punk. That wasn't me. That was Dave.
It was you.
I'm going to cheat slightly because the listeners are way away from hitting the mark. But I'm going to vote for them anyway. I love that record. Love it.
I think it's their finest hour, actually, because I thought a lot of what the Gorillaz did was build.
No, no, no. Clint Eastwood is a great track, but the original album version is so, so much the better version.
What, the really slow one?
Yeah. And I used to think the remix was so much better than the original.
Yeah.
And then I bought the album. $13.99, by the way.
Buzz.
Oh. Cheers. And if you don't have this album, you should go and get it. And I'm so used to playing... Oh, hey! It's the Gorillaz on the case for the remix. Wah, wah, wah. However, this...
I hate this.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Total rubbish.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Absolutely class. It's a completely different song to the remix. Brilliant.
I'm happy.
Anyway, there you go. Lovely. Gorillaz, fantastic. From the Gorillaz album 19-2000. Today's Buzz Off. Thank you very much. 7:25 in the morning.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama.
The other cheek.
Justin Timberlake, where is the love? Right, a couple of minutes of this, then we'll do the news and weather and sport and stumblings with Dom and Jules. I've crashed the vocal, but I don't care. I'll talk up to the body rock bit, okay? All right. It's now 7:29 on Radio 1.
I wanna rock your body rock.
Merry Cross the Mersey Coast and rock your body rock on Radio 1. Coming up, we're going to play lots of our clips from the stars that we interviewed yesterday at the Brit Awards. We'll do that between now and the end of the show.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Brit winner Daniel Bedingfield coming up, Britney Spears and the Brilliant Toxic. Let's get some news from Dom at 7:30.
And, of course, it's all about the...
Radio 1.
It's now 7:35.
He's the biggest man at breakfast because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. When morning comes, he's like a tiger in a cage. He growls and bites and shouts, and he lies about his age. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
So, last night's Brits, from now until the end of the show, clips from the stars. Beyoncé, Darkness, Busted, Gwen Stefani, all coming up. This is Daniel Bedingfield, gotta get through this. It's 7:41 in the morning. It's very, very early. I think you're tired. We got to bed about 1:30 this morning from the Brits. I know it's our own fault, but you'd have done the same. We saw everyone last night, the Brits. Everybody. I mean, I've got to say, it's one of those moments when you really love your job. Got a nice car to take us there. With the greatest driver ever in the history of the world.
Morning, Cliff.
Bar Chunk, obviously. Cliff was his name. He won't be listening, he'll be asleep. But if you know Cliff... Cliff from...
Marlow in Buckinghamshire.
Hello, Cliff. He was lovely, wasn't
Top man, he was.
Yeah. We saw Kerry McFadden, Nicky Chapman from Pop Idol, everybody we saw last night. And we got interviews with Busted, Darkness, Beyonce, Gwen Stefani, Fiddy.
Just to explain, we were backstage and we had our own little studio, and as the guests were coming off the stage, having just picked up their awards, they were filtering through, and we were there with a load of people trying to grab them. And we were, I think, the top interview that everyone was desperate to get.
Beyonce, right, only spoke to us. And there were other radio stations who were not...
Local radio, I think they were, but, you know, I mean...
Tin pot is
certainly of a lesser importance than we like to think of ourselves.
And we met Jamie Cullum last night. He's like a short version of Declan Donnelly.
He was the only person there last night that made us look particularly tall and hunky, I thought.
What, Rachel?
You kind of want to put him in your pocket. He's so little and sweet.
That's where you and I differ. I didn't get that feeling.
Oh, he's nice.
He's a nice guy. I asked him, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you enjoying the awards?
I'm having a great time. I've met loads of cool people and I got to sing on the stage and it's all going great. I'm having a great time.
Nice choice of song, by the way.
Thanks.
Very impressed. Anyway, so you didn't win out.
I didn't win. Nothing.
Sorry about that, but that's if it's right. Any consolation, neither did I.
Okay, I loved your speech. It was great. It was the best speech of the night.
Was it too much?
No, no, it was good.
Quietly Everyone, understated.
All the poor people at the front were like, yeah, we love you. And all the people backstage were going, you're a... like that. But I was in the middle, you know.
Are you aware, Jamie?
Yeah.
Recently, you popped in to see Joe Wiley.
Oh, I love Joe Wiley.
And you did a version of Pharrell Williams' Frontin'.
Oh, yeah.
Are you aware of the aftermath that this has caused?
I know a little bit about it.
All right, do you want to tell you the story?
Go on, please.
All right, the story is, you obviously did your version of Frontin'. Scooby-dooby-doo.
Thanks.
And then Pharrell Williams comes on with NERD to see Joe, like, the next day.
Yeah.
Anyway, they go, don't know if you want to hear this, played it to him. He went berserk. He thought it was one of the best things he's ever heard. He wouldn't leave Radio 1 until they burnt him a copy onto CD. He listened to it 3 or 4 times straight, back-to-back in the studio, at which point in the 4th time there was a power cut, to which Pharrell Williams went, that's how hot this man is!
I think it's fair to say it went down well.
Apparently, he hasn't stopped playing it since he left Radio 1 in his car, in his hotel. He wants you out there. He wants to do loads of work with you. He thinks you're a genius.
That's amazing, man. I mean, I love the Neptunes. I love Nerd. I've seen him live twice, and I'm just amazed he likes what I'm doing.
Anyway, listen, before you go, going to do the tombola questions.
Okay, got it.
Spin the chamber of Chan salad.
Are you Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Ah.
On with the questions.
Oh.
28. Have you ever been to Kidderminster?
No, but I've seen him play football.
That's good enough, actually.
Well, hang on, is it? What did you think?
Oh, they were rubbish.
Rachel, by the way, our producer, is from Kidderminster. In fact, Kidderminster's most famous export.
What, the Kidderminster Harriers?
Well, and Rachel.
Rachel. Oh, and Rachel, right, yeah. Wow.
She's more popular and scores more. And finally... finally, what's your favourite cheese?
Stilton.
Interesting choice.
Really mouldy, filthy and stinking.
Curveball and
sophisticated cheese.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Thanks, man.
I think you can tell a man by his cheese.
Do you reckon Pharrell likes Stilton?
Oh, for real.
Jamie, continued success, mate.
Thank you so much.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
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 He was a nice man, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, actually. He was really happily kind of on his way to being jarred, wasn't he? I think the drunkest people of the night had to be Busted.
But, to be honest, with fair reason.
They were, right, and everyone will go, oh, you hate Busted. And I've said this before, I don't hate Busted. I love to take the mickey out of Busted. But the thing is, when we spoke to Busted, and you'll hear this later on, we'll do it kind of like after 8:30, they were absolutely bursting with excitement. They were so happy. Because they genuinely didn't think they were going to win, and they won 2 awards. And whether you think they deserved it or not, it's such a massive thing for any band. And they were really jarred. They'd just been drinking champagne non-stop, and they were just like kids in a sweet shop. And you could do nothing but just stand back and go, do you know what? Enjoy it.
And it woke us up, actually, because at that stage, we were all feeling a bit knackered, but they came in, and the enthusiasm was so great that we perked up.
I had to go off and get ready to present my award, which I did last night with panache and flair, I thought.
Mm, definite panache.
Thanks. So Lamar came into our little backstage studio. I'd gone, so Al had interviewed him. Which I haven't heard this yet, but I can't wait for it. So we'll do that in about 5-6 minutes. This is Radio 1. Beanie Man and Miss Thing with Dude comes out a week on Monday. I will never ever say that this is my favourite record of all time, but it is growing on me a little bit, I must admit.
It's excellent music.
Right. Do you like it, Allard?
I do, actually.
DJ Allard. So I go on stage last night to do my award. Meanwhile, Lamar comes into the little radio and backstage studio to do an interview. And I wasn't there.
I was very nervous, actually.
So Allard did it.
It was an Allard exclusive.
Apparently, Rachel goes, oh, Chris isn't there. I'll do it. Move out of the way. Get out of it. I'll do it. Hi, Lamar.
No.
It's Allard. Oh, we look gorgeous. Now, listen.
It was worse than that, basically.
We had to chop it down. 24 minutes, apparently,
shut
it was. Before
no,
you even asked him
wasn't.
A question. Now, would you like me to moonwalk for you?
Did not.
Yes, it's true.
They said, I'll get to interview whoever comes in, and I thought, oh, God, don't let it be 50 Cent. I won't know what to say to the guy.
Oh, hello, Fiddy, all right.
What's up?
Pardon?
Sup?
Sup? What do you mean, sup? Like a landlord calling time, sup? Sup up? Anyway, here is Allard's interview with Lamar.
Lamar, how you doing?
There you go. So anyway, still to come. I'm sorry.
Lamar, how you doing?
I'm extremely good. I'm over the moon, you know. I picked up a Brit.
I know. I'm sorry, by the way. How bad is this for you? You're in the Fame Academy, and it was me interviewing you through the whole Fame Academy. You come out, get a career, win a Brit, and again, it's me.
That's all good.
I'm afraid Chris basically has gone to present an award.
You'll do. You're fine. It's cool.
Excellent. Good. It's been a hell of a year for you, isn't it?
Wow. Does it get any better? You know, I started with a single. The album's come out. It's gone platinum. Now a Brit, man.
I mean, this time, well. How are you going to celebrate tonight? Night.
I'm going to have one or two drinks of Perrier water, and then I'm going to go home to bed early.
Really?
Not. Ah. I'm staying out all night. I'm going to every single party. I'm gate crashing. I'm misbehaving.
Excellent. Yeah. That's what we like to hear. Now, before you go, we have a tombola here of questions.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll just give it a spin.
Okay.
Maybe pick out a number.
Uh-huh.
Number 202. Have you ever been to Aberystwyth?
Not to my knowledge.
Do you know you're missing out? Forget the Brit. You're missing out.
Aberystwyth, fancy.
You need to go for a weekend, mid Wales.
See, somebody take this trophy back. I'm going to Aberystwyth.
And number 54.
Number 54.
And that is, what's your favourite cheese?
Cheddar?
Cheddar.
Cheddar?
Okay. Cheddar cheese.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Lamar.
Thanks a lot.
DJ Allard on the interview skills.
Is it really over?
Cheddar?
Between us two.
7:54.
Love me,
well done, Lamar.
The way that I still love you. So many mistakes.
Allard, ABBA beat my team Welshpool last night.
Well done, ABBA.
My family live in Welshpool.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, it's fascinating this morning.
The Joneses.
It really is. This is what Radio 1 needs in the morning. Fascinating conversation.
My Uncle John.
Is it?
Is it? Oh, it's not, is it?
Yeah.
I take it back. How is Uncle John?
I think he's all right, yeah.
Have you not talked to... I saw my Uncle John last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
How is he?
Very well.
Excellent, good. Yeah. Morning, Uncle John. And Neil and Jill. There you go.
Neil and Jill?
Yeah, they're my cousins.
We saw someone called Jill last night.
We did. And did we see... we saw a Neil as well.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
I don't think they were my cousins, though.
No, okay. Mallard?
Hello.
Doesn't matter. All right, lovely. 7:50. I love you too. 7:58. We'll do news and sport next with Dominic, and then more from us backstage of the Brits, including Beyoncé live.
It's like downtown New York in the middle of traffic jams. All I really want you to know is who I am. Find me low-key in the buying in from San Diego.
Hurry up.
It's a surprise party for my homie J-Lo.
Someone must tell R. Kelly that Diego doesn't really rhyme with J-Lo. It's a bit tenuous, you know what I mean?
It's close, though. It's a rhyme-ish, isn't it?
J-Lo and R. Kelly, what a collaboration.
He's very descriptive, isn't he? He tells exactly what he's doing throughout the course of the evening.
Well, God bless him.
Minute by minute.
called Baby I Love You, and it's coming out soon. Moving on. Beyoncé's live track from last night, plus she speaks.
She
what's that?
Hello. Overcome with emotion.
Hello. Because I'm a lady. That's what I am, a lady. Beyoncé's live track from last night, plus she speaks on this show. In about 10 minutes, it's Dom and Schultz, News of Sport. It's 8:02.
The darkness triumph for the Brits will be mainly dry. Radio Newsbeat, it is now 8:04.
We actually did get a few text messages saying, why was Dominic in a hotel room on his own last night? Because he's ugly. No, I'm only joking.
I was there to watch a... Well, not to watch in the hotel, that'd be silly. I went to a screening of the new Jennifer Aniston film.
Ooh.
And the reason for that is...
Hang on.
Ready? Later on this afternoon... Oh, it's an echo. That sounds quite good. Later on this afternoon, I will be interviewing Jennifer Aniston and Ben Stiller. The actors.
Yes, we know they are.
All right, good.
Have you got your questions worked out yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm going to...
How about this? What's your favourite cheese?
That's definitely... We're going to have to crowbar that one in, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'd be rude not to. Beyonce has answered it, after all.
That's true. Ben Stiller... Do you like the taste of Miller?
That's good.
Yeah.
What's your favourite sandwich?
Sandwich filler.
Yeah, that's good as well, isn't
We're
it?
On the same lines, Dominic.
Yeah.
Which must mean I should resign now. Thank you.
Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. Gail and Robin, Abbott, Liam, Noel and Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. But he's never met Des Lynam. Show, National Radio 1.
6:08, Beyonce live from the Brits last night. She plays, she sings, she talks, and she's on this show in 2 records time. 8:13 in the morning, it's a great record, The Strokes and The Reptilia. This is BBC Radio 1. Right. She didn't talk to any other radio station last night, but she talked to us. Much to the annoyance of all the press, and the woman who brought her in was getting evil dagger looks from loads of other press. But it was fine. To make matters even worse, when this guest walked into the studio, I was at the other side of Earl's Court where the Brits were. I'd just given out the award to Busted.
Boosted.
And I had to literally sprint from one side of Earl's Court to the other while Dave and Alan and Rachel were making small talk with Beyonce, trying to keep her in the studio. I burst through the door, sweating, dripping in sweat, going, I love you, all right, how are you? Good dog. Right, you ready then? It was a beautiful moment.
Worth it, though, I think, in the end.
I think so, yeah. So what can I say? I just got there in the nick of time.
Hi, Beyonce!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I've just sprinted from the other side of the Brits.
I see.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm a bit hot and sweaty. Don't let that put you off. Normally, I'm gorgeous.
I know you're still gorgeous.
Thank you, and I'm all dressed up.
I like your suit.
Yeah?
I like your floral shirt.
This is the very last minute. I believe it, I turned up in what you're wearing. I had to get quickly changed.
No, I think we're coordinated.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
You were great out there.
Thank you.
Your performance was superb.
Thank you.
And you won a award.
I did. I'm really excited. I got off the plane today, came straight here to the rehearsals, and now I'm here. I have an award. I performed, and very lucky I won.
Did he see me on there?
No, I'm sorry.
Right, I'll take it, and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And you can watch it in the privacy of your own home.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Okay. Thanks.
Very quickly, I'm going to do very quick tombola questions for you.
Oh, no.
Which we've done from our listeners.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, nothing bad. It's all nice. These are all written by the listeners. Mm-hmm. Here we go. 29, what size are your feet?
8.5.
Bingo. See, it's very easy.
That's easy.
87, what's your favourite cheese?
Cheese? Cheddar cheese?
Is the right answer.
Oh, thanks.
Have a great night.
Is that it?
That's
it.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
I really don't think she had any idea what was going on, God bless her.
The look of amusement on the face of all her people around there, just as you said the word cheese.
I'm amazed at how many people seriously answered that question and took time to think about an answer. Anyway, in case you missed it last night, this is one of the performances of the evening.
Just how good I've been doing, no one else came.
God bless her. Beyoncé and Outkast. Kind of not so much of a collaboration, more as kind of like Outkast and then Beyoncé.
Two tracks are buttered together.
Yeah. I mean, it looked good.
Superb, that.
Beyoncé looked fine. Bless her. So if you just switched to Radio 1, it's 8:23 morning. We're recapping on last night's Brits and who won what and everything, which you'll hear in the news. And their live tracks and all that rubbish, which you'll hear all day. Darkness were there last night. After a successful night, I told the boys that they had to enjoy it. And they listened. Because when I speak, they listen. If it wasn't for me, the Darkness would be nowhere, Dave. You know,
I've always said that. Yeah.
It's fantastic, you know. There's been a few tears in the dressing room.
Really?
From, like, several key members of the group. And I'm just about to cry now as well.
You can cry if it makes great
radio.
Do you think
I should... And I'll just sniffle a little bit.
Just think of back in the day when you were poor, when you really wanted it, when it was all your heart desired.
What, last year?
Yeah.
Well, you mean like 3 months ago? When we were unemployed, this time last year. It's the biggest award ceremony in Britain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Only for music, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And like the album is the highest accolade that can be bestowed upon
Absolutely.
A British actor, this thing as well.
It's the ultimate. Is it the best night of your life?
Yeah, so far.
It's a night of self-pinching.
Have you pinched yourself several times already?
I've smacked a few backsides just to ensure that people realise that they are here, they are awake.
I actually did hear that really early on at the start of the night that you'd slap somebody's backside.
Yeah, that was that Kate Thornton.
It was Kate Thornton.
You know, she went into the toilet afterwards, we saw her just before the show, and she had to check, and she still had your handprint on her buttock.
I'm going to go back and do it again with this hand. I've got a big ring on there.
Yeah, so that'd be nice.
Well, there's a thought.
Yeah.
What a quote.
Ring mark, so to speak.
I've got a big ring on there.
Mm. Ringmaster.
Have you ever even seen a Brit Award in real life before?
No. Nah. It's a beautiful piece of pewter. I love what they've done with it.
A few quick questions to ask you from our tombola of chance.
Ooh,
hey. Blimey. Okay, here we go. Question number 208. Ooh. Cocoa Pops or Frosties?
Oh, Cocoa Pops, definitely. No, I don't know. Cocoa Pops are quite transient. They tried to change it to,
Choco Krispies.
Choco
that's
Rice
wrong.
Krispies.
Yeah.
That's bad. I mean, Cocoa Pops are the Bon Jovi of breakfast cereals because they're prepared to change their appearance and all that just to suit what's fashionable.
Yeah.
You know.
To meet a new market.
Then suddenly they go back once it's cool again. Oh, we did this before, remember?
Breakfast
Whereas
cereal.
Frosties has always been
great.
Breakfast cereals are horrible anyway.
And finally, question 59, what's your favourite cheese? And I'd like to ask that to all of our contestants tonight.
Emmental.
Oh, you don't like that
choice.
Stuff, do you?
Go
yeah,
on.
That's Swiss stuff.
Le Roulet.
Dolcellati. Dolcellati because it has the flavour of fruit, which is a miracle.
Wassan is mine, definitely. Can I pose a question to you?
Mm, certainly.
What's your favourite sausage?
I would have to say the Richmond Irish recipe sausage.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
Congratulations on your awards. May you continue to be the darkness.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Surreal night, wasn't it?
May you continue to be the darkness.
I've no idea. 8:26. If you're just waking up, this should help you get out of bed. 2, 3, 4.
Can't explain all the feelings that you make.
Absolute garbage. Rubbish. They'll never make it. Who do they think they are? On stage with their giant unicorns. Wearing them silly outfits, it's ridiculous. Tell you, that band will go nowhere fast. I'm telling you. Hang on, where's
nice
my...
Nice news jingle.
Hang on. That's my fault. I didn't have the button pressed in. I'll improvise. Hang on a second. Here we go. There you go.
That's nice.
Well,
I thought you covered that, you know, almost seamlessly.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
How about that?
That's good.
Thanks. Jamedia and 50 Cent coming up, plus more of our chats from last night's Brits. It's 8:30.
And, of course, it's all about the Brits this
Wednesday.
And the weather starting off frosty, dry for most of us as well. Those showers in Scotland will start to spread sprout.
Hello?
Sprout?
That was going so...
Sprout?
I don't know. Spread south is what I meant. Sorry. Sorry.
What rubbish that was.
It's going to be cold.
Say sorry again.
I'm sorry. One road travel. In Hull, the bridge is closed both ways on Chapman Street, so you better find another road to drive along. One road travel. On Radio 1. And it's now 8:34.
You know, you're such a professional. You really are.
Thanks. It's just the weather.
Starting frosty and dry for most of us, those showers in Scotland will start to spread south later.
It's a hard one because you've got three S's together. You've got four S's. Scotland start spread south.
It's not the most difficult thing in the world, though, is it?
It's not, no, it's not the most, no.
No.
You're rubbish.
Sorry.
It's just cold, isn't it?
Rubbish weather.
As I said to you before, yeah. If you are stuck doing the weather, we have auto weather with pre-recorded Dominic Byrne.
Dombot.
Yes.
I think that's a much better idea.
Open up the fader, and we have a collection of phrases such as...
And the weather. It's going to be... There'll be some chances of... There will be...
Right.
That's mm-hmm. good. Okay.
Then there's all the different variations of weather, including...
Wind, snow, sleet, rain, sunshine, showers, storm, cloudy, misty, foggy, hurricane, blizzard, tornadoes...
Right. My favourite.
In.
Which I love. Then you've got...
Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, England, in the west, in the east, in the south, in the north, all day.
Then you go,
and...
right.
Misty, cloudy... Rubbish weather. Bad weather. Muggy. Rubbish. Dank.
What's dank, by the
dank
way?
Dank is a brilliant word.
It's kind of damp, isn't it?
It's not used enough. It means dank. It's sort of damp and dreary together is dank.
Okay, so what's the weather that you've got? What's the weather that you've got?
Dairy.
Oh, what's the weather on the script?
What you want to say is cold in Scotland.
Okay, so,
it's going to be...
We've got that. You haven't got a cold, actually.
I mean, have got chilly or frosty?
Chilly or dew, wouldn't
got,
it?
We've got no chilly either.
Or wet. You got wet?
We've got...
Parky.
Sleet. Well, it's not actually sleet, but... Foggy. Yes, it is a bit foggy. Showers.
Maybe.
You could have foggy showers in Scotland.
Okay, all right, so hang on.
And the weather. There'll be some showers in Scotland. There
right.
you go.
What's the next bit?
You haven't got this, probably. Start to spread south later. So perhaps better later.
Hang on, so here we go.
And the weather. There'll be some showers in Scotland. And in the south... All day.
There you go. Go.
Good. Well, hey.
Radio 1 weather.
Yeah, good. Dombot.
Nice. You watch them in the jungle where Carrie was the queen. We all love watching Jordan if you know just what we mean. We're backing Peter Andre. His single is real poppy. It's in the shops from Monday, so get yourself a copy. 8:37. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl, by the way, in the shops on Monday. It's poppy, so get yourself a copy.
Entirely your fault, by the way, this whole thing.
I know, I'm very proud. I don't want much from Peter in return, just a hug and a kiss and £500,000 in check. Uh-huh. Coming in tomorrow. Live on the show, 50 Cent, or as Rachel likes to call him, it's not 50 Cent, it's...
Fitty.
And where are you from?
Kitty.
There you go, you see? It rhymes, Dave. It's a sign.
I'm not going to say it again.
No. So, Fitty on the show tomorrow morning. Friday, by the way, is my birthday show with lots of great surprises, including what, Dave?
How about moving your birthday to Monday?
No.
It's not on Friday.
You see, my birthday's on Sunday. You can't have my birthday show on the Monday.
You can, because actually, if you think about it, in terms of the days of the week, Monday is closer to Sunday. In fact, it's a day neighbour.
What day have you two worked for my birthday
Monday.
Show today?
Perhaps.
What day's the birthday show?
Monday.
Why is it not Friday?
We're definitely not doing it on Friday.
Are we doing it on Monday?
Yes.
Maybe. Well, no, you say yes or no.
Yes.
It's a surprise.
Rachel, it's my birthday, you daft cow. And it's not a surprise. It happens every year. And we have a birthday show. Is the birthday show Friday or Monday?
Right, it's going to be on Monday.
Why is that ridiculous?
Oh, well, it's on Monday now.
Well, that's rubbish.
We'll have to cancel.
Rough us out on Monday morning. Well, how am I going to be able to flirt with Beyonce, Kylie Minogue, and that bird who does Sky Sports football news?
Georgie Thompson.
Yeah.
I told you about those three.
When I'm rough, I know who's on the show. You may as well just tell everybody.
No.
Yes, I do.
By the way, Rachel, he does this every year. You see, what he tries to do is say that he knows who's on there, thus trying to make us slip up and, you know, reveal all our secrets. It's not going to work. I know your game.
I know who's on the show.
No, you don't.
I know who's on the show.
Well, if you do, it won't be a surprise, then, will it?
Who's on the show, yeah. And your little secret plan will be ruined by me. What time do they... How are they going to sound check? Won't I see them?
Don't fall into this, Rachel. Honestly, you've got to be really sharp here.
You know what, though?
Yeah?
I'm really worried that you're going to be really disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Because you always think it's going to be really big.
But I always find out who's on the show.
Well, that's fine, then.
Okay.
If you find out, you find out.
What time is Justin Timberlake sound checking?
Don't fall into this, Rachel.
Well, about 10:07, isn't it?
Not just in Timberlake.
Pretty much every year you're disappointed, aren't you, with your birthday?
Exactly. Yeah. You shouldn't bother.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed this year.
Yeah, you will.
Well, to be honest, I have been disappointed for the last few years because Will's been the producer of the show.
Yeah, but Will didn't have me dancing for you in the last few years.
I know, which was the highlight. The fact
No, you've asked to see this. This is a big deal. I've been rehearsing.
Sorry, what are you on about?
I'm dancing. It's my little prezzy for you. I'm dancing.
I'm not asking.
Oh.
Yes. Tell you what, why don't you dance out on the West Way? Come on. Good luck. So Monday's the birthday show?
Yes.
Right, fine. 8:47. Last night, the Brits, we spoke to Jamie Cullum, to Lamar, to The Darkness, to Beyonce, and we also spoke to winners of two awards, unbelievably so, Busted.
I can't believe it. Busted won. I think they're quite pleased, actually.
I'd like to say we love Radio 1.
Okay, yeah.
First of all, everyone that voted for us.
I'm sorry, we really forgot to thank you, but we're thanking you now.
Thank you very much. Okay,
so,
and thank you to Chris Moyles, he's an absolute legend.
You have actually followed in the great tradition of people who win that award. You don't thank Radio 1. Oh, it happens every year. But then you always have to do it afterwards.
It's the champagne, man, it's the champagne.
The three of you look as though you haven't touched the drop all night. Especially you. Tell me again, how many awards have you won?
We
won a pair of Brits.
Do you know what, seriously, I could stand here and watch the three of you for about another hour because you're just bursting.
Yeah,
really
yeah. We just like to also just once more thank Radio 1 listeners. Because
this is the best thing that's ever happened.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
We've ever had.
Right, we've got to do very quickly. We'll do our tombola questions. These are all questions in a tombola written. Half of the questions written by us, half written by the listeners.
Is it one each?
One each, yeah. You can take it in turns or whatever.
Number 77, I see.
Which is... Kermit or Miss Piggy?
I like Kermit's voice,
also,
man.
I actually went with a girl that for a little while that actually looked a bit like Miss Piggy.
Yeah, go nice. Class like
Miss
Piggy.
Miss Piggy rocks, man.
She's good. Number 201. Which member of Blue would you say you're most like?
I think they're a lot different to us, guys.
I think you're
good
like...
Good guys, though.
I think you're like Duncan.
Well, I do have that pout tonight. I do have the pout.
And finally, number 4003, what's your favourite cheese?
I'd say Boursin.
Edam.
Do you know what? American cheese, when you get in the burgers.
Yeah. That kind of cheese.
That's good.
That's nice
kind
cheese.
Of processed melted cheese.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much for the cheese answer, and well done on your Brit Awards.
Thank you very much.
You're the man. You're the Superman, in fact.
Thank
you,
Radio 1. We absolutely love you.
You're the man.
Always been this way since
I'm the Busted and here's David from last night's Brit Awards. When we spoke to them, we also spoke to Gwen Stefani.
Wow, Radio 1! Woo! Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
Anytime. First of all, you look great.
Thank you.
A lot of people turn up, don't put the effort in, I always think. I even dressed up tonight. I think I did okay.
You look cute. I love that shirt.
Thank you very much.
Like almost Holly Hobby. It's cute.
You can borrow if you want and you can camp underneath it. I live near you.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you see me sometimes?
I see you.
Sounds like you might be a stalker, but
no,
he's
not.
He's not registered or anything.
But that's what is strange for me, because I grew up 40 minutes south of LA. Now I live in LA part-time. But it's like, London, you see people.
Do you ever see anybody running in the park?
I see people all the time in that area.
I run in that park occasionally.
I do too, but don't tell anyone.
I won't tell a soul.
Actually, I don't. I actually never run in the park.
Neither do I.
I've never
been in that park.
Me neither. I never even go to the park.
I don't even know what park we're talking about. Your performance was great.
Thank you so much. I was so scared, but super excited, as you can imagine.
I would have never put you three together like that.
Yeah, it is kind of strange. But the thing is that I feel really lucky to be on stage with them. They're so talented.
So listen, before you go, we've done questions in our tombola.
Okay, uh-oh.
These are half written by us, half written by our listeners. It's very exciting,
Pink
isn't it?
Pink balls, weird, crazy.
You're welcome. question number 34, what do you want for Christmas?
Good. I want my new record to come out.
So do I.
Yes.
finally, question 132, what is your favorite cheese?
Oh, American, no, just kidding. I don't want to answer that question. I don't eat cheese.
Okay. Do you not eat cheese? I don't eat cheese either.
Of course I eat cheese. Are you crazy?
I don't eat cheese.
I'm Italian, so I have to like it a little bit.
No, you don't.
No?
You can hate it like me. Gwen, have a lovely night.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks very much for having me at
Radio 1. I'm so lucky.
It's really weird, the whole Gwen Stefani thing, because her voice just does not suit the way she looks at all. You'd think she'd have quite a stern American voice. And she sounds like this. Hi.
She looked great, though, last night, I thought, Gwen Stefani.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right, I thought so. It's 8:54.
1, 2, 3. Hi, this is Anthony from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and this is my wife, Rachel Jones, from Kidderminster.
All right, everybody!
Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Nice.
Chop top, he says I'm gonna win big.
There you go. Red Hot Chili Peppers then, Can't Stop. 8:58, it will be 9 o'clock when you hear the last pip of the pips. Still to come, by the way, our interview with Duran Duran and Simon Le Bon. I love Duran Duran. Anyway, moving on. How do you get to this morning's TD Slink from yesterday morning's TD Slink, which was, of course,
George Michael in Freedom. George Michael is a famous Greek, much like Jennifer Aniston and Namone. Namone is an athlete and follows in the sweaty footsteps of Sebastian Coe and Daley Thompson. Daley Thompson shares one of his names in common with TV presenter Tess Daley, who was, of course, married to Vernon Kay. Vernon Kay supports Bolton Wanderers. Bolton Wanderers are nicknamed the Trotters. The Trotters in the world of classic British telly lived in Nelson Mandela House. Nelson Mandela spent time in prison, as has Duncan Ferguson. Duncan Ferguson shares the same surname as Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York. York is where you can change for connecting train services to Scarborough. Scarborough is famous for its fare. A fare is what you'd have to pay before exiting a taxi. Taxi was a program starring Mr. Danny DeVito. DeVito is a surname that originates from somewhere in Europe, like Italy or France or somewhere. A bit like the names Letizia, Lasso or Le Bon. And when you think of the name Le Bon in the context of Brits' Lifetime Achievement Award winners, you think of Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran.
Yes.
This is to this morning's TDT track. It is Duran Duran.
Don't say what. Don't make that stupid noise either.
Right.
Say it now.
The reflex.
Yes! What a song. And we saw them last night.
We met all of them last night.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. You're right. Did we?
Yes.
We met Simon.
In three different batches,
Jermaine,
granted.
Tito, Randy.
Yep.
And Nick.
Hmm.
Correct. Very disappointed last night. They only did three songs. Normally, that category or whatever is normally at the end of the awards, and they do about six or seven numbers.
Like a mini gigette.
Yeah. They did three. They should have done more. Not enough Duran Duran last night.
Should have done Rio.
Should have done the reflex.
The reflex.
View to a kill.
Planet Earth. Union of the Snake. We could go on.
And then maybe, right, half the band could go for a little break.
Yep.
And the other three could do Election Day, Re-Election Day. Do you remember that? Yeah. Arcadia. Do-do-do-do-do, this is Arcadia.
Ask your parents.
Oh, man, I'm tired. Do you know, I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day today. Actually, Verdon K called me the other day, and it was going to come round, and we were going to have a FIFA 2004 Bolton versus Leeds derby on the Xbox, and he bottled it. Maybe I can do that later.
Reschedule it for this afternoon.
Well, he only works one day a week.
He's like Wes in that respect. In fact, he does even less than Wes.
Exactly. So maybe I'll do that.
That'd be nice.
Still to come, by the way, we'll talk to Duran Duran. Well, we talked to them last night, but we'll play later on our chat with Duran Duran. And we did Simon Le Bon on his own.
And we also spoke to Nick Rhodes and Andy Taylor.
Damn right. Who else am I missing off? Oh, yeah, car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Pick the phone up. Call now. 6 minutes past nine. Best bit of that record is ludicrous. Oh, Rachel, that's disgusting.
That wasn't me.
That was you. Next thing I knew, Kim, who won the competition to go to the Brits for 3 days to work as a, excuse me, as she corrected me yesterday, chaperone, not runner, chaperone. Her job yesterday was to chaperone me. How disappointed she was.
She could have been hanging out with Beyonce or 50 Cent or The Darkness, but instead she was fetching beers for you.
No, that's not true at all. She didn't bring me one. She brought me one beer. Thank you. But she did a very good job.
She was fantastic.
She's quite foxy as well, isn't she? Who'd have thought? She didn't sound fit on the phone.
No.
But she's fit.
Sounded rough on the phone, didn't she?
Yeah. But she looked good. Mm. And she looked quite set, you know, because she had a power position yesterday. She was quite important.
She had a headset on and everything. Yeah. You know?
She looked, I mean, she could have easily looked like somebody at the drive-thru at McDonald's, but she didn't. She went the other side and kind of looked powerful and sexy. You know, wasn't wearing black, though. Did you hear that story?
No.
She said, the organisers and the ones in charge go, so you've got your black outfit for tomorrow for show day, haven't you? What? You're meant to be wearing all black. No. And the irony is, you're telling me and Dave, who are dressed in pretty much all black.
Mm. And we weren't chaperoning anybody.
No, we could have worn whatever we wanted to. But anyway, but she did a good job and she's in this morning.
She is.
Alan's got her working on the phones.
She's answering the phones now.
I know. I'll have her working later. What time's your train? Don't know. Open ticket?
9:15.
Shut up. She's loving it, mate. She loves it here. She's going to stay all day because she loves us. Hey, if Vernon blows me out, she can come round ours and play FIFA 2004 on the Xbox. I don't know what you're saying to me, love. You fancy what? All right. You'll kick my ass. Right? The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. It never floats your boat, love. And, so, Duran.
Who would have thought today?
I know. Simon Le Bon loves us.
I knew they were going to get that award.
Really?
Yeah.
Simon Le Bon loves us so much that he didn't even bother coming in to see us.
No, that's not true, you see, because he loves us so much that he wanted to come in at the peak time when he was riding the crest of a wave.
First of all, we met Andy Taylor and Nick Rhodes at the start of the night. I told them how I missed their last gig because I was ill.
I was invited to that gig by your lead singer.
Was that the one at the Forum in North London?
It was indeed.
Last year.
But I was ill.
Oh.
And I'm very sorry.
You'll have to come to Wembley instead. We'll give you one more chance.
You can pick one of five nights. I think you're playing on my birthday, actually. You're playing the 24th of April. Is that one of them?
I think that could be coincidence more than anything else, Dave.
I know
you
didn't arrange it for my 30th birthday.
I know, but you're lassoed it out.
No, I know, but it's a nice...
Call the Chris Moyle Show and find out when his birthday is.
It's a nice treat, I think.
There you go. There's a clip of me and Dave.
It was more us than them.
Hardly even appeared in that clip. I'm not responsible for that clip. That's Will. Where were they? Anyway, then a little bit later on, Simon Le Bon came in. I told him exactly the same story about being ill because I thought they'd all chop it up and nobody would know that I'd said the same thing twice. And he personally invited us to their next gig.
Why don't you come and see us at Wembley?
We'd like to.
We'd love to. And if you want us to, you know, sing with you, feel free to ask. We can do virtually every single one of your big hits.
Excellent.
And Hungry Like the Wolf is one of Dave's favourites.
You're not going to...
You can just do the do 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 bit.
Yep. Okay, but you're not going to.
It was good. Well, that was really good. Yeah. Dave, you've really got that stuff together.
And if you were Simon Le Bon, what lasted about 20 minutes? Will has chopped it down to 25 seconds.
Edited highlights, I think, is what you call them.
You're telling me.
9:16.
That could be my next task, to get a Duran Duran song re-released.
Well, with your power. Let's just see how Peter Andre gets on first.
I'm like...
He will be the proof of the pudding.
I'm like He-Man from Masters of the Universe. I have the power!
I think you should listen to Dave and see how Peter Andre does first.
Peter Andre is going to be a phenomenal success and everybody listening is going to go out and buy a copy, which comes out on Monday, Mysterious Girl.
Did you speak to him last night?
Do you know what?
I saw him.
I didn't speak to him, no.
Did you see him?
Apparently, he was looking for me at the Brits.
He was looking through the area where we were, and then, shortly afterwards, my wife and your missus went off on a fact-finding mission to locate and hunt down Peter Andre and bring him back to be met by yourself.
I said to your wife, I went, shall I go over and say hello? Shall I go over and say hello to Peter Andre? And your missus goes, no, I should go over and bring Peter Andre to you. I think she was really feeling the effects of drinking a bottle of champagne through a straw.
I know. I had to get a beer while she was up as well, but she forgot. Pointless mission.
So no Peter Andre, no beer. Rubbish. This is Radio 1. This week. Every last second there are Franz Ferdinand, and they're wondering if they can take me you out. What?
Why the big pause? Get a bus through.
Because I'm a big bear. It's 9:20. The Al Jones Show, National Radio. Let's bring in Kim, our Brits competition winner, who worked so hard at the Brits yesterday. Hello, my darling.
Good morning.
Doesn't she brush up well? Look at that. You've done your hair, you've got lippy on.
I've had a shower.
You've had a shave as well?
I have.
You look very nice.
No stubble.
No. You're looking quite foxy this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whip whoop.
Matt?
Whip whoop.
Whip-woo.
Ding-dang-doo. And others.
Anyway, so how was your 3 days at the Brits, Kim?
Tiring.
Really?
I'm shattered.
Give over. You didn't have to do much.
Yes, I did. I had to run about finding you yesterday.
If your job was looking after me, you had an easy life.
I did.
Turned up, you dumped me off in the bar, came back an hour and a half later and went, is everything all right? I said, yeah, and you went, right, just give me a shout if you need me. And you disappeared.
You were one of the easy ones yesterday.
Well,
we were only in one of two places, either the studio or the bar.
Exactly.
Or possibly the toilets momentarily.
How did you think I got on yesterday?
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I couldn't see your face when you announced that Busted had won.
Oh, kidding. I was delighted.
I saw it on the television this morning.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah. They showed it this morning.
Yeah, I looked gorgeous, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
Very,
gorgeous.
What's the word?
Floral.
Gorgeous. Trim.
Thank you very much.
I'm liking her.
Yeah. Trim. Yeah.
So you did very well.
I did.
What's your job again? What do you normally do?
Product package design.
Yeah, some rubbish.
Yeah.
How's your boss?
probably pulling their hair out now.
Well,
because we're very busy at the moment.
They should give you a pay rise.
I think they should as well.
Because the people in charge last night were very impressed with you.
They were. They've asked me to go back.
Do you know what? And I think you should.
They said you're like a duck to water.
Those words exactly.
Well, maybe not exactly. Those
words. They've asked you to go back for next year.
Yeah, or if I want to do anything else from...
Yeah,
such was the impression that you made upon them, Kim.
Exactly.
So, for those of you who don't realise, there's a Brits competition the other week, and Kim won it. And the job was, the prize was a job. You go down and work for 3 days backstage at the Brits. And when she picked us up, because she met us when we got there, well, she was meant to.
We were late, actually, to be fair.
You went to the wrong entrance.
We did get the wrong entrance.
No, we went to the right entrance.
You should have gone to the artist entrance.
We got dropped off at the front where the red carpet was, and you were out the back where all the lorries were waiting for us.
We didn't come through the back door with the articulated lorry. Red carpet all the way.
Showbiz entrance, not tradesman's entrance. Calm down, Alan. Anyway, so, and we thought, it's one of those efficient Brits people, and it was Kim, our competition winner.
You didn't know it was me, did you?
No. Well, I kind of got a clue which way. Where's me KFC? Where's me KFC?
I was very disappointed.
A second thing was, then. I've been waiting here 40 minutes for you. Come on. Oh, okay, all right then. Here's your passes, this way, keep up. That's what she was like. Bossy cow.
I'm going to keep you in check.
Keep you in check. But I'm pleased you enjoyed it and you did a good job.
It was very good.
So would you think about doing that kind of thing more often?
Love to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your boss will be sitting there now, all his hair's gone.
Don't bother coming in tomorrow, Kim.
A career in show business beckons. Perhaps.
He should. Now, your boss now, if he's got any sense, should be offering you more money to stay.
He should.
He really should.
I'm going to find out next month.
Really?
Just had me review.
I think you should find out earlier. I think she'd come. When are you back at work?
Tomorrow.
I think she'd come and see you in the morning and go, listen, I understand that, you know, you want to spread your wings and fly away. But here's loads of money, so you will stay.
And a car.
Oh, bloody hell. She won't much, does she?
So, a pay rise and a car.
And a car.
Do you want a four-day week as well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Right. What about luncheon vouchers?
What era are you living in?
People still get luncheon vouchers.
They still get them.
Is there a war going on? Are we on rations? Luncheon vouchers?
Oh, shut up.
Got green shield stamps as well.
This is youth radio, Rachel. We're the cutting edge of culture.
I think you'll find people who do work do get free luncheon vouchers sometimes.
Not here. Bugger all here.
We don't hear you. Don't
even get breakfast paid for. Anyway.
Do you have a staff canteen?
Yeah. No.
Well, we do, actually, but it's miles away and we can't be asked to walk. It's all the way down the road.
It's like two streets away.
Yeah.
I know.
Miles.
Well, you know.
There's no bar. Rubbish. There used to be a bar downstairs.
What, in here?
Yeah, there used to be a restaurant and a bar downstairs. Yeah. Which I believe they closed the day before I got here.
On purpose.
Somebody's texting Kim about you.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, is that Fizz from Corrie?
It makes a change from Maria.
Oh, dear. You don't look like Fizz, it's fair to say.
Just the voice.
Well, you're not a million miles away with the voice. So you enjoyed your 3 days in London?
Yes, yes.
And the hotel was nice?
Yes.
You all checked out?
Yes.
Are you? That's a shame. no, hey, stop it, Dave.
Say anything.
The free tequila was nice last night.
Was it? Did you end up partying last night?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
In the Brits after show party?
I've still got my tag on because I can't get it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to...
I was going to say something as well. Whatever it is, just say no.
Rachel, I'm only trying to look after my guests and my winners. That's all I'm doing. I'm showing them the friendly side of Chris.
If I was a girl, I'd feel uncomfortable.
I don't know what to say about that. Well, anyway, Kim, congratulations, my darling.
Thank you.
And have a lovely trip back.
Safe journey.
Where do you live again?
Bolton.
That's it, yeah. Vernon Kay land.
Yes.
Sarah Cox land.
There's nothing wrong with you, see? It has spawned such stars.
Mark Radcliffe, Vernon Kay, Peter Kay.
Keep going. And, of course, Bolton born and bred, JJ Okocha.
He wasn't born in Bolton, actually.
No, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Really? He's not a Bolton lad?
Not originally, no.
I didn't know that.
Hell of a link.
I know, wasn't it? Hey, we had to pad, though, otherwise we had to play all of this.
Give it away.
Anything, Dom? What?
I think it's very scary.
Yesterday...
You're dancing with a swan.
Rachel tarted up our Radio 1 backstage Brit studio with lots of paraphernalia. Including, for no reason whatsoever, a plastic swan, right? And in it, it's like a plastic swan that you put flowers in. And in it, we've been sent a teddy, which is a rock star. And it's Toby, apparently. Hang on.
Anstis.
Elvis.
There you go, yeah. And no, it's just a teddy bear dressed as, like, Elvis with a guitar. There you go. Dancing on a Friday night. Will you? Do you remember me?
It's deeply disturbing.
So during that last song, the teddy bear sitting in the swan was waving to everyone in the studio. And the sad thing is, some of the members were waving back. Dave, he's waving. Oh. We should put a picture of him online so everyone can see him.
Put him on the webcam.
Swan all right, then.
Cam.
What?
Swan cam.
That's beautiful. Oh, hang on. Sorry about that. Right, anyway. Car Park Catchphrase coming up in just a bit. LMC and DMX on the way. It's 9:32 with some news. Here's Dominic Byrne.
The Darkness are the big Brits winners.
And it's all change again for Sven.
BBC. Radio 1.
Newsbeat. They got Best British Group, Rock Act and Album. They got Best British Group, Rock Act and Album last night. The Darkness ended up with three of the four honours they were nominated for. Justin performed in his white spandex as they closed the show. Here's Dan the drummer.
Third award, we weren't really expecting it, so that was amazing, you know. Two would have been a bonus, you know, but three is just amazing, really. You know, we're all very happy and surprised. And we're going to get very drunk.
Ed, the drummer there. Beyoncé was kitted out on £250,000 worth of diamonds for her turn. She picked up Best International Female. Busted got Best Pop Act and British Breakthrough Artist.
Yes.
That's the one voted for by Radio 1 listeners and presented by Chris.
Hello.
Dido and Justin Timberlake were the other double winners, and Lamar was sounding a bit confused after winning Best Urban Act.
I was just looking, it's like my mind went into a blank, you know, and then they said Lamar, and I was thinking, that's me, it doesn't make sense. And everyone just jumped up and was like, oh, no.
And for full details of who
hang
got
on,
what...
Hang on. I'm sitting there, like, and they said, like, Lamar, and I'm like, that's me. Yeah.
Do you want to hear him again?
Yeah, go on.
I was just looking, mind went into a blank, you know, and then they said Lamar, and I was thinking, that's me, it doesn't make sense. And everyone just jumped up and was like, oh, no.
Yeah, but, shut up!
And for full details of who got what and plenty of backstage gossip, you can go to Radio 1 online. In other news, tens of thousands of women could need new and here's the weather with competition winner Kim.
It's dry for most of us. There's some showers in northern Scotland which could head south later.
See, it's
not easy, is it?
It's because he's looking at you like...
Exactly.
I'm not looking at your eyes. I'm looking at your chest. I can't even... How could that put you off?
I didn't say you're looking at my eyes. I said you were just looking at me.
I know, but it's just an excuse. Putting you off. I was dressing you with my eyes.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad about it. The weather's difficult.
He does it all the time.
Look, I was dressing you with my eyes. I put you in a cracking outfit. You look lovely. And I did your hair.
Outfits like them
got
girls
ready as split. What girls? I didn't see any girls last night.
You
at
didn't
the Brits.
See the girls in hell.
I tell you what, I saw two girls giving out drinks at the after show party, and one of them nudged my girlfriend out of the way, and she went, "One of them bitches just nudged me." Slags.
were they the ones in black with the tequila and the hot pants? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see them.
Sophie drops her invitation to a party. She goes down to pick it up, and these two girls are on the photo taken, and they nudge Sophie out of the way. And I went, and we were just walking out, I went, should we just run back and charge them and knock them over? And the rugby started then run out. But we didn't.
Just as well.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, go on. One road travel. In Hull, the bridge is closed both ways on Chapman Street this morning, so you'd better find another road to drive along. One road travel on Radio 1. And it's now 9:37.
Juliet, what was your first sports story in the bulletin that you just read for me? Can you have a look back at it?
I don't know. I think England are playing Portugal.
Now, can you have a look back at it, please?
Yeah, it's here in front of me.
Can you read it to me again?
Game of two halves.
Mm-hmm.
Sven's expected to make some changes at half-time.
Yeah.
Can't really mess around at the back because he hasn't got many defenders.
Who can't mess around at the back?
Sven with the players at the back. You know,
well, the thing is, Sven shouldn't be playing with the players at the back or around the front or anywhere. He's the coach. It's meant to be a job and that's what it should be.
Yes, but he likes to tinker with his squad, doesn't he?
Juliet Farrington, 2004.
He's
the biggest man at breakfast because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. Each day when morning comes, he's like a tiger in a cage. He growls and bites and shouts, and he lies about his age.
It's 9:38.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
In the mix on Radio 1.
Before the game, I like to tinker with the players down the back. It is very nice, thank you, please.
Right, car park catchphrase next. Do you want to go to the weather again, love? No? Okay, cool. I'll text Vernon.
Is he around today, then?
He hasn't replied, the yellow belly Bolton boy, which means it could be me and Kim spending the afternoon at mine playing Xbox. Hey, Kim. Dream come true for you?
Not quite. Not my limits. Yeah, if I can be Man United...
Oh, forget it, love. You're joking. You're not a Man U fan, are you?
Well, I'm not a super white.
So you're from Bolton, and you support Man U?
I live in Bolton.
Where are you from?
Originally.
Yeah.
Boothtown, Manchester.
Never mind, eh?
Bless.
I like Manchester, if you're listening. Told in. How are you? I like Radio 1. It's better than that Key 103. It's rubbish, man. Don't like it.
It is rubbish.
I like Milesy, man. He's banging, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that with your hand. I'm telling you, I give you arthritis.
I can't do
like
it.
You're having a fit.
I can't do that thing where you click your fingers. Can you do it, Alan?
No. Can't do it.
Oh, man, it's banging, man, banging. Anyway.
On with the show.
There's a lovely picture on the webcam of Kim with featuring the swan and the rock teddy. Radio 1, online. Go and have a look. Click the webcam. Go to camera 2. Can you see her backside? Because there's camera 1 and then there's...
No, it's... We have multi-angles.
Me and Aled.
Is that actually... It's your backside, Aled.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not for the first time.
Hey, I'm telling you.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans, with way too much echo. Vernon says, I'll come over later. Not a true Boltonian. That's about you, that is.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, leave her alone, Vernon, I saw her first. Mind you, don't have to say that. Vernon's not going to see much of his missus at the moment. Working every night for the next 3 weeks on Back to Reality. He's not going to see much of his missus at all. Mind you, according to the viewing figures, not many people are going to see much of his missus. Hey, only joking. Roy Walker's here. He was at the Brits last night, giving out best game show host.
Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure. Let's get on with it. Let's meet our contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Phil and I'm from Gillingham.
Hey! What a lovely part of the world. It's lovely, isn't it?
I don't know which Gillingham you're going from.
Oh,
that's where Rick Waller's from, is it not?
It is. Very, very good place.
Bob Marley?
Bob Marley, oh yes.
No, not
yes.
Bob Marley, he's not from Gillingham.
His mum lives down the corner, Bob.
Right.
Yeah, him and Frank Sinatra and Busted all live for the
Chris
same...
Chris Christopherson.
Christopherson. What do you do, Phil?
I'm a medical rep.
I used to be a medical rep. No, I didn't.
Used to be a medical experiment.
Do you want a slap?
No.
Well, shut your mouth. All right. Sorry that you had to see that, Kim. I don't often lose my temper, but it's quite nasty when I do.
It's all right, Dave looked like he was going to cry then.
It's because he's sleeping me eyes.
Yeah, right, whatever. Where you parked, Phil?
I was outside a dodgy used car place. Now I'm in some sort of industrial estate.
Oh, lovely. And what are you driving?
A Vectra.
Red?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, wind your window down. Let's hear your horn.
That's rubbish, that, isn't it?
Bit weak, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, good luck, Phil.
Thanks.
All right. Who's on line two?
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Claire and I'm from Evesham.
Yay! Yay! Evesham.
Isn't it pronounced Evesham?
Well, pronounce it how you want to pronounce it.
Evesham.
Evesham.
It's spelled Evesham.
Yeah, it's pronounced Evesham, isn't it?
Alan, do you know where that is?
Yeah. I've been there before, actually. There's a BBC training school there, isn't there?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Is it?
I regularly go to Cropthorne, which isn't a million miles away from Evesham.
No, it's just down the road.
Mm. Go down the A44.
That's the one, yep.
Thank you very much. You don't know any facts about Evesham, do you, smart-ass Dave?
I do, actually, because if you go down the A46 south from Evesham, you get to Sedgeborough. It's on the way to Great Washport.
You do, actually, because you pass the turn-off for Hinton on the Green.
Yeah, it's off on the right.
Just by the John Deere garage.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Just after the turning for Charles Wickham.
How do you remember all that?
You know, I'm good with maps.
Dave and I used to deliver fridges in that area, which is how
we were the fridge magnates of Worcestershire.
That was our name, wasn't it? The fridge magnates.
Oh, dear.
Need a fridge called the fridge magnates.
Right.
Outside it's chilly, but inside
it's cold.
Anyway, what do you do, Claire?
I'm a lorry driver.
Of course you are. And where are you parked up?
I'm in the Motor Factors car park in Evesham.
I know that very well. What are you driving?
A Mercedes truck.
Black?
No, it's blue. Big up the Tools Transport Massive.
Big up what?
The Tools Transport Massive.
Big up the Tools Transport Massive.
Somehow the word massive doesn't work with everybody, does it?
No.
No.
Right, Claire, wind your window down. Let's see your horn.
OK.
That's quite quiet, though. Yeah. Let's see yours again, Phil. All right.
Phil's higher, isn't he?
No.
Do you not
Claire's
think?
Higher. Claire?
Yeah.
Phil?
Phil's
higher.
Right.
You're right, he is. All right. Right, you ready, Phil?
Yep.
Are you ready, Claire?
Yep.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Best of three, good luck to the both of you, but let's be honest, you can't be any worse than yesterday's two divvy contestants. Here's number one. I can see Mr. Fish on my screen. He's got a strange-looking bag in his hand. Inside it, something appears to be jiggling about, as if he's transporting some kind of animal.
Phil?
Yes, Phil?
Let the cat out of the bag.
Let the cat out of the bag?
Don't let the cat out of the bag.
Don't let the cat out of the bag?
You're right!
Oh, Roy looked like he wasn't going to give it to you then, but he did in the end.
I loved it.
Well...
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, all right, Ron. Right, a point to you, Phil, none to you, Claire. Claire, need to get this one right. If you get it right, Phil, you win the game. All right?
Yeah.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Okay, I can see the Fish family. They're away on what looks like a camping weekend. They've lit a campfire, and they're cooking their dinner in a large frying pan. Mr. Fish is...
Phil!
Yes, Phil?
Out of the frying pan into the fire.
Oh, out of the frying pan into the fire.
You're a winner.
Hey.
Right. Hey. Hey. Congratulations, Phil.
Thanks.
Claire, I'm sorry. You were rubbish.
I know. I was terrible.
Bye. There you go. She's gone. Right, Phil. Well done.
Thanks. And Chris, it's my birthday on Sunday too.
Happy birthday to Phil. How old will you be?
I'll be 23.
How many
years?
I'll be 24.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. you know, just a couple of years older. Than
one, isn't it?
What?
1 year.
How old will you be?
23.
Oh, okay, sorry. No, yeah, 1 year older.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Dave. So you're a fellow Piscean?
Aye.
Yeah. Do you know the tradition of Pisceans, they always say, is that they're sensitive, they're caring, and also hung like a horse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, listen, have a great birthday, mate.
Thanks. Thanks, man. See you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Cheers, mate.
See you soon. All right, got to go. Bye, club.
See you next
Russian
time.
Down here. Like a game show host. Take care of yourself and each other. Gotta go. Bye-bye. Right, well, that was it. Well done. We'll have another game tomorrow morning on Radio 1 with me and Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
And speaking of the Brits, don't forget Sarah Cox will be on this afternoon from 1 o'clock, and she has the first daytime...
3 o'clock.
What did I say?
1 o'clock.
Jesus.
Scott's on at 1.
And I'm not listening. I mean, but once 10 o'clock comes, there's no worth listening to on Radio 1, is there? Till Sunday when Vernon's on. All right, and Colin and Edith are good. Actually, Scott Mills is very funny. I really like Dave Pearce.
Who am I kidding? He's rubbish.
So, Sarah, that was a joke. Sarah from 3 has the first daytime play of the new D12 track, 6 in the Morning. This has come from on an email from Alex Jones-Donnelly, who's the editor of Radio and Music Policy. Rachel brings it in to me when I was in the other room, and she goes, can you plug this? It says, can you get Chris to plug Sarah Cook's plane tomorrow, first daytime, the new D12 track 6, called In the Morning. I went, no, it's called The Track is 6 in the Morning. It's not track 6 the Morning. Right. So D12 coming up on the show with Sarah from 3 today.
I haven't ever really found a place that I call home.
Ah, Dido. Winner of the award for best song with rent in it or something.
My life is for
yeah. Right, so thanks for listening to the show. Well done, Kim, on your prize.
Thank you.
Right, shut up now. And a big question on my lips last night to everybody was, what's your favourite cheese?
Emmental.
I say Boursin.
Edam.
And mature English cheddar.
Leicester.
Gorgonzola.
And it's very smelly.
American cheese.
Dolcilata.
La Roulée.
Cheddar?
Do you know what, American cheese, when you get in the burgers?
Yeah. That kind of cheese.
That's good.
That's nice cheese.
Kind of processed cheese.
Yeah, man.
Dolcilata because it has the flavour of fruit.
And it's very smelly.
Cheddar cheese?
Is the right answer.
Oh, thanks.
Stilton. Do you reckon Pharrell likes Stilton?
No, for real.
Cheddar.
It's pretty common. Okay. Cheddar cheese.
Don't like cheese. It's like chewy milk in it. And it's very smelly.
Warsaw is mine, definitely.
I don't want to answer that question. I don't eat cheese.
Do you not eat cheese? I don't eat cheese either.
Of course I eat cheese. Are you crazy?
Can I pose a question to you?
Yeah, certainly.
What's your favourite sausage?
Goodbye. The Chris Morris Show.